These days, sex is more complicated than it used to be. Our critic at large, Laurie Stone, has these reflections.
I don't think about sex anymore. I think about sex in the age of AIDS. The word sex alone provokes anxiety. Was it safe enough? Am I going to get it this time? Will eroticism ever again be free? Reality has lined up with my worst fears of punishment, and these days, when I see plays and movies or talk to friends about sex, I'm filtering everything through a scrim of worry and nostalgia. I felt these emotions keenly watching two plays currently running in New York. One was a revival of As Is, William Hoffman's treatment of AIDS, written in 1985. The other was Christopher Hampton's Les Liaisons Dangereuses, presented by the Royal Shakespeare Company. In the first moments of As Is, Rich announces he has AIDS. He writes short stories and manages a catering business. He adores double scotches and poppers and bars named after blacksmith equipment. When his glands swell and his diagnosis is confirmed, Chet, his current lover, departs. His straight brother, his only family, shuns him, and his business fails. No one trusts the food, even though he's not the cook. Only his ex-lover, Saul, offers to care for him, to take him as is. Hoffman knows how to dramatize a collective plight. That's a rare talent for an American playwright. He uses testimonies, tableaus, and collages of scenes to crack the play's naturalistic shell, and the technique duplicates the way the disease scores our community. Characters remember the first time they heard about the disease, where they were, what they were doing. There is misinformation. A caller to the AIDS hotline thinks American Indians are a risk group. And there are jokes. Question: what's the worst thing about getting AIDS? Answer: trying to convince your parents you're Haitian. I found the original production well acted, but a little too clean. It didn't go deeply enough into the ravages of the illness and the realities of gay life. The revival isn't as well performed, but it's stronger. Rich looks as awful as he feels, and now, due to some changes in the script, the play no longer explains gays to straights, but rather makes a simple, eloquent plea to everyone. Don't let people with AIDS suffer alone. Sex as a pleasurable act just about vanishes in As Is. The pleasure of sex has pretty much disappeared from media in general, although Dr. Ruth still urges us to go for it, with condoms, of course. Sexual conquest and gratification are the subjects of Les Liaisons Dangereuses, adapted from the 18th century French novel by Laclos. And one of the great delights of this play is seeing sex detached from our present hysteria. The Marquise and the Vicomte are two sexual gladiators who are also former lovers, and since part of their pleasure is causing other people pain, they succeed in corrupting several innocents. The set is a vast boudoir strewn with beds and couches. Lingerie and linens leap out of an oversized bureau. From the first minutes, the atmosphere is charged with sex. Sex fantasized and sex achieved. Sex as profession and as passion. The play is set in a swamp of dirty deals, and eventually egoists and victims suffer. But in comparison to the age of AIDS, this world seems safe, certainly remote. I got turned on watching people think about nothing but sex for 3 hours, sex without images of disease. In the age of AIDS, we need especially to float sometimes in pornotopic bliss, to take a vacation from the present by remembering the past and also imagining the future. We need to hold on to our knowledge of the pleasures of sex and not just feel the pain.
Productions of As Is can also be seen at the Studio Theater in Washington, D.C., and the Philadelphia Company in Philadelphia. Laurie Stone is a New York-based writer and critic and is a contributor to The Village Voice.